two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL-FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City.
It's 3 o'clock, KSL News Radio. I'm live. I'm here. I'm Jeff Kaplan. It's partly cloudy, 45 degrees. The Utes lead Colorado 7-3 in the second quarter. KSL's top story. There's a brand new COVID variant. It's been detected in a few dozen people, and at first blush, it seems to be highly contagious. The World Health Organization is so concerned, it's now branded the new variant with a Greek letter. From now on, it's going to be called the Omicron variant. Almost all the cases thus far were in South Africa, and President Biden has quickly clamped a travel ban on a huge swath of the African continent.
In response to the new Omicron variant, President Biden will be restricting travel to the U.S. from South Africa and seven other countries starting Monday. Those other nations, Botswana, Zimbabwe, Namibia, Lesotho, Eswatini, Mozambique, and Malawi. Senior health officials say the ban is out of an abundance of caution after the World Health Organization identified the new COVID variant of concern. The policy does not apply to American citizens and lawful permanent residents. About a dozen countries have taken similar actions, including the UK and some countries in Europe. Ike Ajachi, ABC News, Washington.
Medical experts are warning against overreaction about Omicron till we know more about it. The World Health Organization's Maria von Kerkhove says this new form of coronavirus has worrying characteristics.
Based upon the information that we have, particularly from South Africa, they have advised WHO that this variant should be classified as a variant of concern.
Concern about this new variant sent the stock market tumbling on what's traditionally a boring day after Thanksgiving. The Dow was down more than 1,000 points by midday. It did not improve much by the close.
The Dow closing the shortened trading day down over 900 points, a worst day of the year. The slump result of the new variant as concerns begin ramping up globally. Oil prices fell 12% over worries that travel demand may go down. One bright side to that is lower oil prices result in lower gas prices, which have been so high. But airline stocks and travel stocks in general taking a big hit over worries about travel bans.
That's ABC's Alex Stone. Now, you're wondering why the name Omicron. It's the Greek letter for O, but I always thought Omega was the letter O. That's what fraternities use, you know, Delta, Omega, whatever. Omicron is Greek for the short O. Omega is a Greek letter for the long O. As we all say, oh, it's Omicron, the Omicron variant. KSL News Time 3:03. Health officials in Utah say they're keeping a very close eye on the new variant. Some virologists are guessing it'll get into Utah, but they're not sure how quickly. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is joining us live with more. Paul.
Well, Jeff, some analysts believe that current travel restrictions might slow the spread of the new variant down somewhat. University of Utah virologist Stephen Goldstein says it's still too soon to know how dangerous this new variant is going to be.
Well, we don't know anything about whether it causes more severe or less severe disease. There are early indications that it may be highly transmissible, although it really is still too early to say.
Goldstein is encouraging people to get their COVID-19 booster shot or even just start their vaccinations because of this new variant. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Paul, if you'll stay with us, do we know how effective our current vaccines will be against this Omicron variant?
Doctors don't really know, Jeff. They're not sure how potent the vaccine is going to be. However, they do say that the current vaccine will offer some level of protection against this new variant. However, he also says that manufacturers have already started working and researching on a vaccine with the Omicron variant, and they started that research today.
All right, thanks a lot. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson live. If you still need more turkey after yesterday, you could sign up for the spring turkey hunt. Applications go on sale next week. You can either call your nearest DWR office or visit the Division of Wildlife Resources website starting next Wednesday. KSL News Time 304 today. The Navajo Nation is celebrating its culture, language, and teachings. President Jonathan Nez speaking here on what's called Navajo Nation Heritage Day.
Navajo people have fought to survive colonialization, assimilation, disease, and genocide. Together, through the strength and prayer of our ancestors, we continue to persevere and overcome adversities to build a brighter and prosperous future for our children and future generations. Powerful, right? That's who we are.
President Nez signed a proclamation today at a live event. KSL News Time 305. Ricky Meese is working on Black Friday. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you? And welcome back.
It's good to be here even on Black Friday. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was very nice. And I had a very nice tryptophan-induced nap right after a big turkey dinner. So it was wonderful.
This is the way.
It is.
We had an oven breakdown halfway through cooking the turkey.
Yeah, Thanksgiving nightmare.
Yep, nightmare number one. But we used cigarette lighters and got the thing cooked. What's going on the roads this afternoon?
Valley Freeway traffic, just as we expected. Very light. No problems there. A couple of surface street issues. One is a crash at 5700 South Redwood Road. And the accident that we had at 90th South, about 1300 West, has just cleared. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thanks, Ricky. My minute of news is on the way next. It's 306 at KSL.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.